Next question, does Napoleon Mark, Napoleon N-A-P-O-L-I, and as in Nancy, N-A-P-O-L-I, Napoli, Mark, M-A-R-K, date of birth is 4868, date of visit is 12-2-24. Please make copy for make a copy for Samuel Shea, Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, Shea, S-H-A-Y, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Samuel, thank you for signing. Mark Napoli for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history, present, illness. This is a ...56-year-old male who was hospitalized for over a month in September this year. Following a fall, suffering trauma to his right chest with multiple rib fractures and a hemothorax. Period. The patient did undergo a right thoracotomy with decortication and had to have chest tubes in place for over 1 week, and subsequently was discharged after the chest tubes were out. The patient had been weaned off oxygen. He was sent for a follow-up CT chest on 11/25/24, and it showed a 9.2 by 5.7 centimeter thick-walled pleural fluid collection in the right lower posterior pleural space and mild atelectasis in the right lower lobe and inferior lingula. The patient had some pain along the right lower chest and trouble taking deep breaths. There was mild atelectasis in the inferior lingula. The patient has been experiencing trouble taking deep breaths. Deny significant cough, fevers, or chills. And denies any nausea, reflux, or vomiting. He has lost some weight since surgery. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for microcytic anemia and left carpal tunnel syndrome and mixed hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Habits the patient deny significant smoking. I'm sorry, habits, the patient that did smoke up to 2 packs per day for 30 years. And presently at 1/2 pack per day. Drinks, does not drink alcohol. He works as a manager of a construction project. Next, paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits the patient, let's see. Okay, I completed habits, I'm sorry. Next is medlist. Medlist included gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN, acetylopram 10 milligrams daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, levetiracetam 500 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams PRN, and cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, family history, father had a history of diabetes, mother lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review with patient. The patient has had some weight loss and no fatigue, yes, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed, no urinary frequency or burning, no hay fever or asthma, yes, some shortness of breath and chest tightness, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has anxiety attacks, no bruising or bleeding gums, no skin rash, no itching, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallosinosis, ictus, superficial edema, blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration 20, tension 972, weight is 232, saturation 95, HENT, head non-thalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Chest equal movements with distant death sounds. Visas are scattered in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, as one and S2, no mama. Abdomen is soft, scarified, no mass, no again, medley. Extremities, no lesions, edema, no calf soreness. Next, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is atelectasis, right lower lobe. Number two is history of right chest trauma with rib fractures and hemothorax. Number three is right loculated pleural effusion. Number four is hypertension. Next, plan patient. The patient will get a ultrasound of the chest to evaluate the pleural effusion. Also, add steorotorespimat 2 puffs a day. Stop using the other inhalers and was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for. Copy for the primary M.D. This doctor, thank you.